Welcome, gents. Coaches, let's sh share some wins. Andrew.
Everybody. My win right now is looking at Russell's photo background right now. Look at him. So good to see you guys. Dez, what's going on, man? Wins. It's kind of the same thing, but I doubleheader after this, taking the little ones to the park and watching them. They both started softball and baseball at the same time, and Colton went up for his first pitch, and the very first pitch hit him right in the helmet. He walked to first base, and so I was like, "There you go." So we're laughing, having a good time, but it's very interesting to I try to hold back and like deliver my level of, being a nurturing father figure and all those things. And it's our job to be critical in my past life and remind myself that they're 10, 6, and 8 and not, playing Division I baseball right now. So it's a good learning experience for me too. So, but yeah, see a lot of familiar faces here.
I
What's going
love
on, Eric?
it. Hi,
Thank you.
everyone. If you don't know me, I'm Ben's assistant, Sarah. Welcome to the call. I know we have a lot of new faces. Ben will be on in just a couple of minutes, so I'm going to have some of the coaches just share some of our client wins of this week. Andrew, I'm going to have you start.
Sure. I mean, I'm taking a look at I've got three that are on the call right now, Eric, Dez, and Paul, if any of you guys would love to hop off and share some two cents.
Hey, hi guys, how's it going? Yeah, just probably biggest impact's probably breathing the last like couple of weeks. I've noticed that I've been implementing a lot of the breathing strategies, like when I've been going into like a cold shower and stuff, just being able to control my breath and in the gym, just being able to like control my breathing, which has helped quite a lot with kind of like energy levels and stuff. So yeah, that's probably my biggest take from the week.
Love
That's awesome. I love it. Who else? Let's share some. Coach Steve, do you have any clients on the call right now?
Yeah, I gotta call up Jimmy. This is gonna be bittersweet. Matty, you're on the call too, bud. So I know that this is coming. But Jimmy, today's Jimmy's last day. Jimmy's done amazing. I think he started like, I don't know, 7 pounds lighter than he is now, but like nowhere near as muscular. Like, and that's not to shame him. He looked great. He looked amazing. But what I mean by that is like the guy's blown away records. He's done amazing. He's, in my opinion, he's what I would hope to aspire to do in 8 months, right? So the guy's done amazing, and he's just seeing everything through. So Jimmy, if you can, I know that you're walking, buddy, but if you can unmute yourself and just talk about anything and any of your experiences or just anything you can maybe just give, because I think one of the common things I hear from my clients is when they come on these calls, they find them valuable because they find that we're all in the same boat, right? We're all dealing with the same problems, we all deal with the same struggles. And so Jimmy, if you can talk about anything, man, that's helped you or just any of your experience in this, it would be awesome.
Of course, my pleasure. So yeah, guys, for you guys who are new on the call, I'm finishing up. This is my end of my 8 months with Steve. My advice would be coachable. I decided to go into this. I've been training since I was a teenager. I'm 45 now, but I just decided I'm going to go in this like I know nothing. I was telling Macha today that it's like I felt like I had been before this. I had like a partial map to get to a destination, and it got me to maybe the city I was looking for. And then I had to drive around just street after street trying to figure out where I was going, to where you guys had like a full map and put everything together. And so I decided I was gonna 100% do what my coach told me, and lucky that you paired me up with you, Steve. And man, I feel like we killed it. I feel super dialed in right now. You empowered me to take it, you know, continue going to the next level. I feel like I got all the tools I need and confidence I need to finish up this cut and then take it, grow some more, and then just rinse and repeat. Yeah, you guys that are, this is kind of your first call, you're new here, man, just like follow your coaches. They know what they're talking about. Just put your trust in them and put your trust in yourself and do the hard work. Yeah, go all in.
Yeah, Jimmy, you've done amazing, man. Jimmy, can I hate to ask, well, not really hate, but can I share your progress pictures quickly if I just pop them up?
Yeah, that's all right.
Why? So, guys, if you guys can just look, it's gonna, it might be a little white, but this is when Jimmy first started. Can you guys see that? And then that's his recent shot.
Hey, Stevie, do you have the ability to pull that up and share your screen so it's not blurry?
Yeah, I don't quickly. If you can go to the next person, maybe come back to me. But yeah.
That's all right. We'll pause that for a second. And you know, as we, I know Ben's getting ready to enter our Q2 in Marbella, which is really exciting. So for any of our clients right now, do any of you want to share your wins from Q1 and where you started in January, where you are at now, and where you want to be at the end of Q2? Or I'll call out names. Paul, I don't know if I've seen you before.
You can't hide, Paul. I'm just kidding, brother.
Challenge accepted. Okay, I'll try hiding next time.
I like
it. Yeah, progress so far this since January would be about 5% reduction in body weight. Muscle mass went up by about 2.5 pounds. Look to increase muscle mass maybe by a pound at least. So making more progress there. And at least Q2. And actually being able to gain the weight. The meal plan is fun, but it's harder to actually put the muscle on how I'm training and things.
We're I'm poking Paul a little bit to make sure he gets all his meals in. He's doing a great job, though.
That's awesome. I like to hear that. All right, I'm going to piggyback, and I'm going to go with Eric.
Hi. So I guess I probably have the opposite problem with Paul. I probably eat too much, but I guess goals for the beginning of the year were just stacking on muscle, hypertrophy. I don't know. I guess I don't have all the stats. Andrew could probably answer some of those detailed questions. I know moving into towards the end of this month and into May, just cutting down a little bit body fat wise and getting ready for summer. But I think overall, just my goals have just been, you know, getting stronger. And then recovery is probably my biggest issue, sleep related issues. And then just being able to recover after a workout. I've never had an issue sticking to a plan or working hard. It's just sometimes I have problems recovering. So like, we're getting there.
I think it's all progress, Eric, and that sounds great. I mean, sleep is, I'm sure you'll hear Ben and all of our coaches harp on making sure. Andrew's my coach too, so that's one of my number one focuses is making sure I get enough sleep or staying in a good rhythm. And I'm totally, by the way, not picking on Andrew's clients. I just don't know whose clients are who's on this call because I'm not on this call. And I'm going to head over to Jay. Jay, how are you doing? Oh, you're driving. Maybe that's not a good one. Let's go with Andy.
Oh, sorry. I was muted. I was talking, but oh. I was muted.
That's okay. Love it.
Sorry, I'm in parking. I'm at the at my kids' practice. So, basically, I started off the year, probably the first couple weeks or mid January, I started to cut, and probably went down from I think what was it, Steve, 208 to about 207, 208 to about 200 in about 6 weeks, and then kind of got out of that cutting phase beginning of March. After I came back from a conference, and now we're in a bulking phase or a strength phase for the past month. So I've appreciated more food and less cardio.
Gentlemen, sorry about the mix up on my timing. Hope everybody's great. You guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you, Ben.
Awesome. Steve, your hair gets better every time I see you. You got the greatest hair. You got like the 80s bodybuilder hair going.
This is what's so,
I'm so jealous of that hairline, man. I think everybody in those calls like, damn, Steve in that hair.
You should see Miles's hair. It's like Lego. It's like a helmet. It's just a big helmet.
Really? So yeah, thick?
So thick. Weeds.
Very cool. Lucky kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, gents, the timing on this one's a bit off. So what I will welcome is anyone's questions, anyone's challenges, any specific topics you guys want to hear. Cody, we can talk about cigars. Lewis, I'd love to answer your questions about testosterone. I know you had some in the group there. If you want to ask specific things, I'm happy to throw some at you. Lots of interesting things top of mind for me that I'm more than happy to share with you guys. You guys go ahead. I'll kind of open the floor if you guys want to ask some questions. Let's open the floor to that. I can't see a chat, so you got to unmute yourself if you guys want to ask questions.
Hey, Ben, I was leading today's call, so we're talking about just heading into Q2 and maybe how you reflect on Q1 with where you are personally, professionally, in fitness, and how you're prepping and heading into Q2 and what you see your goals are.
I love it. Thank you. So big thing that anyone was on the testosterone call on Saturday, the big thing I leaned in on is this goal setting necessity to really make progress in life. And sometimes people have a hard time, one, setting goals, or two, knowing how to objectively move forward with them. So it's a scheduling problem you're trying to solve, right? When you think about like, hey, what problem am I actually trying to solve here? Like, well, I need to get clear where I'm going, and then I need to ultimately build a schedule around it. And so, you know, for myself, I have multiple domains of life that are really important to me, as everyone does. So family being a very, very high level priority, fitness being a high level priority, my business, obviously supporting you guys being a high level priority, identifying, and to be honest, maybe the biggest one of all is my personal growth as a man, as a dad, as a person. Make sure you schedule those things into your life, because if you're hoping that you're going to make time, you all know that it doesn't happen. I had a friend over actually who's in this community. I'm not sure who's on this call. He was over the other day, yeah, last night actually, and we were talking about this mindset of like you have to be willing to be honest with yourself. And I actually wrote a document this morning that I'd love to share with you guys in time. People, how many of you would self-identify as being growth-oriented, growth-centric, valuing growth, right? So in my mind, this may be an overgeneralization, but I tend to believe that you're either empowered, meaning you're growth-centric, you're focused on growth, and you're empowered in an area, or you're a victim. And the victim is, I'm not empowered in this area, I'm not in control of this area. And so as soon as we start taking responsibility for our own outcomes and we're saying, I'm empowered in this area, I can change my own outcomes, then we look to surround ourselves with people and circumstances that are honest with us. The people and the circumstances that can be a mirror for our, you know, the way we are, the way we look, the way we feel, the way we perform, the way we are, the way we're being. And if we're someone who's disempowered or we're a victim, we're like, I don't think I can change this, then we tend to look for people or circumstances that reinforce our current belief system. If that makes sense to you guys. So if you're someone who's, if you're truly seeking growth, you're truly wanting to change, then it makes logical sense to me that you'd be seeking someone who can be completely honest with you. And that's a really, really hard relationship. And I hope many of you seek that in your romantic partners. I hope you seek that in your coach. And sometimes that's the hard feedback that we need to hear that allows us to progress. And so the highest level of growth is achieved through ultimately transparency, honesty, and direct feedback. And so one of the things that I'm hoping that the coach is leaning on you guys with is like, hey, how can I be honest with you? Hey, man, you didn't show up. You screwed up and you're not taking responsibility for this stuff. So that's what I seek in a community. That's what I seek in friends. That's what I seek in coaches and mentors. Someone who can truly just call you on your bullshit and tell you when you're not being honest and you're not following through. And that's because I believe, which is actually not 100% true, but I believe that I'm very, very growth centric. And when I say it's not true, what that means is sometimes even in those places, sometimes even me, there's places where I'm like, I'm not being completely honest with myself. I'm not always telling the truth to myself. There's some places where I'm like, I know I'm cutting corners there, but I tell myself that I'm being great. That's not true. So I encourage you all to lean in on this quarter and beyond. Where are you softening your truth? And who do you have around you that you can count on to be completely truthful with you when you know you're full of shit? Because sometimes we soften our own truth, don't we? Soften our own lies. But when it comes into leaning in on Q2, I think that's step one, is a self-reflection process that allows you to identify the areas where you're being weak, where you're being soft, where you're being dishonest with yourself. Any thoughts on that one? Andrew, what do you think about that? I know you're a deep thinker. You're a deeper thinker than me.
Man, how much time you guys have? No, I don't know where it goes to for me. Ben, I know obviously people on here know some of your story and your background. I've been lucky enough to be around in search for exceptional people, exceptional coaches, everybody that I get to work with, and experience some hard things at a younger age. My dad passed when I was 23, and I stepped into a relationship with somebody who had kids. So stepping into father role, and it's a lot. So I feel like I'm constantly learning, but I know I'm exactly where I need to be. And yeah, I've totally changed my relationship with stress. The things that I've gone through that have been extremely challenging, I've learned to just kind of smile when I'm in those moments of extreme stress, because I know I'm going to grow.
Yeah, stress never goes away, does it? I actually had this thought maybe 2 hours ago. I was like, people are like, I want to make more money and I want to lose my body fat and I want to find a better relationship. Stress never goes away. It just changes. It's transmutable. It just, you know, either grows, it changes, it shifts. It's never going to go away. So I think the idea of like, I want a life free of stress is obviously one, impossible, and I don't think we certainly don't want a life free of stress, do we? We just want to be able to curate our stresses and be strong enough and resilient enough to withstand it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody on there.
Yeah, Ben, I know that I have a couple guys that have some questions related to sleep, so I'll pull them out if I need to.
Yeah, fire away, man. Go ahead.
I'm looking at Leon right now. From piggybacking off of last week's call, Ben, you were talking a bit about. I'll let him unmute and talk about it.
Yeah, hi Ben. Listening to last week's coaching replay about sleep. Sleep's always been a big one for me. A couple of years ago, I fell into a nasty pain syndrome and was medicated for it. And those medications cause insomnia, and it's never really came back to my normal sleep pattern. So juggling with melatonin quite a lot and trying to become less reliant on that, I'm wondering what strategies, tips, and tricks you have for that.
I don't think melatonin is the answer. So melatonin, the way to think of melatonin is it's really useful to induce sleep. But in general, trying to keep yourself asleep is more about managing cortisol and managing neurotransmitters. So I don't think melatonin is the answer. I think trying to find the most effective cortisol rhythm that you can. So we talk about circadian biology. So are you getting the morning? Are you getting the morning light exposure? Are you getting the morning exercise? Are you trying to set your body up such that it's really, really awake in the morning, and then tired by the end of the day, and you're turning off all of the stimulants, right? You're turning off the light, you're turning off the TV, you're turning off those things that are going to be stimulating to the brain and the nervous system. So we have to retrain your body. We literally have to retrain your endocrine system and your brain to be fully awake in the morning hours and fully ready to go to bed when the sun goes down. And you have to be willing to cut back on the social life. You have to be willing to cut back on the alcohol. You have to be willing to cut back on the TV at night. Otherwise, it's just never going to happen. And unfortunately, or fortunately and unfortunately, you have to go really far in the other direction to correct it, because you've gone really far in the other direction to create it, right? It just takes time. So that would be my suggestion, man. It's like lean in on all those practices around circadian biology. So the morning light exposure, the morning exercise, and ultimately trying to get way more time outside before 2 p.m. Like, you could spend multiple hours outside. It's not possible because, you know, obviously we have lives and business, but if you could do that, I think that'll make the biggest difference. And melatonin is just basically acting as a replacement for those effective light cycles. So if you actually can get that morning sunshine, you'll definitely be able to remove the melatonin. As far as other things you can do, you may want to look at, you know, I don't know if you've done blood work, but you may want to look at things like adaptogens. You may want to support your adrenals. Your adrenals can make sure that they're producing cortisol at the right times. I'm not sure. Again, that's probably a blood work question you'll have to look at. Does that feel like it's resonating?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm very aware of those circadian positive practices already, and trying to make advantage of those as much as I can. So we'll be definitely taking more legs to use that even more. But yeah, it almost feels like we're potentially so far in the reliance of the synthetic hormone, the melatonin, and trying to work out strategies to decrease that in a sort of a slow manner as well. But yeah, appreciate the comments around the circadian rhythm, looking at the natural sunlight.
I don't think you need to worry about the reliance of melatonin. I think that's, you can just tear that band-aid off. I think you just need to tell your body when it's time to be awake and tell your body when it's time to be asleep. And it's going to take some time. It's going to take some, you're basically going to have to really lean in on the morning practices, like lots of light and lots of movement during the day, like more than you're going to need to do in a sustainable way. You're going to have to do hours of time outside, and that'll be the fastest path to resetting your circadian biology.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. So gents, as far as leaning in on your rocks for Q2, 90 days, break it down into 30 day chunks and go, what do I need to do? So hopefully all of you, when you started, have lined up some 12 month goals, some 12 month targets. And if you don't, the next time time you do a call with your coach, say, "Hey, coach, let's lean in on these 12-month targets," regardless of your timeline with our business, you should always have 12-month fitness targets. And there's so many things you can do that you may not be aware of that our coaches are very well aware of, that we can help you change the trajectory of your health, your fitness, and ultimately your life. But we got to set those targets. We're going to be like, "Hey, this is what I'm working on right now to move me in the direction of those 12-month targets." And I think if you guys heard me talk about this, but I always think in terms of trajectory, right? What's the trajectory of your body? What's the trajectory of your health? What's the trajectory of your fitness or your finances? Everything in your life has a trajectory. And so your coach is here to help you create the most accelerated trajectory, the most high incline trajectory. Nobody's talkative today. Everybody's like, "What's going on?"
Ben, here's a bit of an open question for you. I think one thing I noticed coming onto the program was, and after getting results, I realized that a lot of, kind of touching on what you said before, a lot of people in my life were accepting of lower standards, didn't want to hurt my feelings with where I was at, and those kind of things. And like I said, it's a very open question. Like any thoughts on finding people? Because I've absolutely got them now. It's a much smaller group, but people who, tips on how to find people who can keep you honest, what to look for. You know, is it people at the gym? Is it people in everyday who you look up to?
Andrew is like, "I'm going to do it." No, man. So I would say the answer is, Keith, be that person first, because just be that person for other people, because this, you know, I'll give an example. If you're honest to most people, what do you think their reaction is going to be? They're going to be like, "Fuck this guy. I'm going the other direction." Right. Most people don't want honesty, but when you're brutally honest with the right people, they're going to be drawn to you. So I'll give you the best example. I've said this before on this call, but I hired a coach last year. I think it was almost 2 years ago now in August. And the reason I hired him is because one of the first times we interacted with each other, he completely called me on something that I was like, "Holy shit, I didn't even think about that." You know, he's like, "Where else is this showing up?" I was like, "I need people in my life who are brutally honest and not from a perspective of like trying to tear me down, but from a perspective of like, dude, you're not being honest with yourself. Like, oh yeah, you know, I eat pretty, you know, like, you know, somebody's going to be hold you to a high standard and ultimately keep you honest to all those things that most people just don't want to be honest about. That's a really hard thing to find. And if you hold people to that standard, you'll very quickly find people who do the same for you.
Awesome. Thanks, brother.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Ben. Any suggestions?
Go ahead, Spencer.
Sorry. Any suggestions on how to get my family on board? I'd get my wife, and, you know, it's tough. Like, she, like, you know?
So, man, the person that has the greatest articulation of this stuff is Jordan Peterson. If you can get your family on board with listening to some of his stuff, and he just so clearly explains, like, living a life of honesty allows you to live a life with a solid foundation. Like, I know where I stand. Because, man, if I'm lying about things and I'm softening things and I'm not telling the truth, how do I ever make progress? Because I'm just like, nothing. Because you're always like, nothing ever gets bad enough. You're like, "Oh, no, it's pretty good." Like, no, man. Like, nobody makes changes unless your things get bad enough to change. You're like, "Fuck no, I'm not where I want to be. And I want to be honest with myself about that, right? I don't look the way I want to look. I don't feel the way I want to look. I'm not financially where I want to be." But if you're like, "Oh, it's not so bad," well, guess what? You're never going to change. You have to be willing to have those hard conversations that, man, they hurt. You're like, "I'm not being honest with myself. I'm not where I want to be." And as soon as you're willing to do that, things change. And I think that's, you have to wrap your head around that conversation and help your family wrap your head around that conversation.
Hey Ben, can we talk a little bit about test?
Yeah, shoot, man.
Okay, so first question is, in your opinion, for a person that needs to raise their testosterone, do you believe that an injection of TRT is the best way to go, or do you believe there's a better way to do
So, Lewis, that's a really hard question to answer because it's
it?
different person to person. So, yeah, it has to be different person to person, right? So let's talk about this for a minute. So testosterone ultimately is created inside the cell, inside the Leydig cells in the testes. And so if those cells are working well, and you're, you said it will, right? And if you, and that's dependent on a huge number of factors. It's dependent on the longevity or the age ultimately of the body, the longevity of the cells, how well functioning those cells are. So if you get someone who's young and healthy or even old and healthy and has great, amazingly healthy cells, then they probably don't need to take testosterone. And maybe they can take natural things that can boost it, or maybe we can help heal those cells and make those cells work more effectively. Then that's all you need. But if you're someone who's, maybe your cells don't work very well, they've been shut down for a long time. Like, well, maybe we need to take TRT, right? And so that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, well, I never want to have kids again. This is not me, but hypothetically, I never want to have kids again. And I see the value in taking testosterone to improve my energy, my focus, my muscularity, my body fat. And I'm willing to accept the fact that for the rest of my life, I'm going to take testosterone every week for the rest of my life. I'm willing to accept that. Because as soon as you start, it's not guaranteed that you're going to be on for the rest of your life, but it's likely that you'll be on for the rest of your life. So I'm like, man, is that something you're willing to accept? And if not, then don't do it. So if you're not willing to do it, then we go, okay, there is things we can do that are going to boost our natural production, right? So we can take things like HCG, HMG, enclomiphene that can boost our natural production. But it may not boost it to the level we want. It depends how healthy you are to begin with. So, like, because again, those cells still need to produce the testosterone, right? The brain still needs to produce the luteinizing hormone, the follicle stimulating hormone, and then the testes need to be able to produce the testosterone. And if they're not healthy cells, it just won't happen. So that's kind of what you're fighting with, man. And there's a lot of levels to that. There's a lot of layers to, like, well, how do I get my cells to work better? Well, sleep, exercise, nature, mitochondria, all right. So that's kind of the stuff I was getting at on the call, man. Is like, I can't give you a black or white answer unless we look at all of your blood work and we look at, all those things that are currently happening in your body, your lifestyle. Like I said, I could take 100 milligrams of testosterone a week and you could take 100 milligrams of testosterone a week and it can have a completely different result, based on the current health of our system.
How do you know how strong your cells are, if they're weak or not?
Good question. So there's a lot of biomarkers. So when we talk about longevity biomarkers, lab markers, that are indication of health. So there's inflammation, oxidative stress, vitamin and mineral status, energy status, mitochondria. There's a lot of different markers we could look at that we put together kind of a report and go, hey, based on this, this may be the approximate age of your body. You could do epigenetic tests. So yeah, I mean, it's a pretty long, extensive conversation, but you're looking at all those basic biometric markers.
But do we, or do you know of a place that can give those kind of tests out?
Oh yeah, for sure, man. Any basic, not, I shouldn't say basic, any extensive advanced lab panel will do that for you. So you'll want to do blood, you'll probably want to do urine. And if you really want to go deep, you could also do epigenetics. But again, epigenetics is a little subjective. It's a little bit of a squishy science right now. Some people say it's really great. Some people say it's not so great. I see some value in it. But Luis, we could talk about that more extensively, man. And yeah, we can lead on it for sure.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure, man. Gents, if you guys are feeling quiet today, I apologize for the mix-up with my schedule. But I will definitely be here next week and I'll be prepared to deliver some awesome stuff. I'll tell you guys topics before the call so you can know that you should show up. But if no other questions are coming up right now, I'm gonna let you guys go and get on my flight to Spain, where I will be meeting many of you guys next week.
Well, one more question on sleep. So on the sleep, you said you don't really recommend the melatonin because I'm supposed to be using a CPAP machine. So I'm going to try using a CPAP because the issue, like, I get up super early. And the reason I get up super early to work out is because I don't sleep. So one day I decided, if I can't sleep, I might as well get up 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and work out.
No, man. So now what you've done is you trained your nervous system and your brain to wake up. And now
Yeah.
you have to retrain your nervous system and brain to go back to sleep. And it may take some time. Like I'd give yourself 6 to 8 weeks, but you got to be diligent, man. And it's going to be painful. You're going to be like, oh my God, I got to stay here and lay. I'm going to lay in bed and lay and stare at the ceiling. Yeah. Like
Well,
you got to keep your eyes closed. You got to train your nervous system to go back to sleep.
I don't have a problem going to sleep. I just have a problem staying asleep.
Going back to sleep. So when you wake up, you don't let yourself get out of bed. You
Oh.
don't let yourself look at your phone. You stay in bed. You go back to bed. You don't look at your phone. You don't turn the lights on. You don't do anything. You stay in bed. And you got to train your nervous system to go back there. It's going to be painful for the first couple of days, but you can do it.
Yeah, I tried it because I was on vacation for a month, so I've been trying to do that on vacation,
Yeah, and so you can look at maybe some supplements that you could take at that time. I would say that the thing you're just trying to avoid, don't put the light on, don't put the phone on. Like let your brain, your nervous system go to sleep. And I would just introduce some NSDR, right, non-sleep deep rest, or like some yoga nidra type stuff where you're doing like body scans. That's what I would introduce at that time.
Meditation.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, maybe I start doing what Greg wanted me to
Man, listen to Greg. He's a smart guy. We talk about you often too, man. Like
do.
we talk about how we can support you.
appreciate that. All right, thank you.
My pleasure, man. Gents, have a great evening. I appreciate you guys being here. And we will see you next week. Have an awesome Wednesday, guys.